Well, the Steelers sure made my night on Saturday night, Doran. Zach Frazier goes to Pittsburgh, second round, 51st overall. It was touch and go there for a minute. I really thought if he were there at 51, they were going to take him. I didn't think he'd be there. He was, and well, I started partying. I started drinking. Mm-hmm. I threw on Country Roads, and you, a through-and-through pitman, wanted Zach Frazier so bad that you said you would wear a West Virginia shirt today if Zach Frazier were to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and you've got your West Virginia beat Penn State shirt on.
Correct.
So you're a good sport.
Thank you.
We're joined now by his former coach, Zach Frazier. Zach Frazier's former coach, Neil Brown, joins us right now, the head coach of WVU football. Neil, thank you so much for taking the time today, man. Thanks. Hey, Neil, you got us?
I got you. Guys, I appreciate you having me on. And I'll say this to start, man. The city of Pittsburgh and Steeler Nation is going to love Zach Frazier.
I think he fits exactly what Pittsburgh views itself as, coach, as a football player. I mean, he's hard-nosed, he's tough, he's smart. Before we get into those kinds of things, what kind of guy are the Steelers getting in Zach Frazier?
Well, I'll say this, is he changed our locker room. He came in as a freshman in our first true recruiting class. And on both line of scrimmages, we were below average. And he came in, and with his work ethic and how he went about his business on a daily basis, both in the weight room, nutrition, how he took care of his body, how he studied, how he practiced, how he went about his off-season workouts, and really changed our offensive line room. And we went from a team that really struggled in 19 on the offensive line to a team that led all Power Fives in rushing last year, and 2 years in a row, top 10 in sacks allowed. Our defensive line is really one of the strengths of our team now. And because of his influence on the O-line, the D-line, That room completely changed too, and that was all because of Zach Frazier. And who Zach Frazier is, he has great character. I think he was raised the right way. His mom and dad and all of his extended family that's around Fairmont and Bridgeport are great people. And so he's been brought up the right way. And so he's a high character guy that works extremely hard. And he absolutely loves football. And he doesn't just love playing the game of football. He loves all the work that goes into it, the weightlifting, okay, the film study. He is a football guy. And once he gets a really good feel for what the expectations are of him with the Steelers and what the offensive scheme is, I think he's going to start for them. I think he'll start early, and I really believe he'll start for a long time.
Yeah, Neil, that kind of leads into my question to you. I mean, we all know that the physical traits are there with Zach Frazier. I mean, a former wrestler, you know, you can't hate that if you're an offensive lineman. You know, when you see him bully guys around, I mean, the toughness level is through the roof. I mean, he dragged, you know, one of your players for a first down on a broken leg. Like, all those traits and measurables are fantastic. But what's he like mentally? Like whenever there's a game plan put in front of him, and as a center, you know, you and I both know that it's more than just blocking guys in front of you, like calling out defenses, getting mic calls. Can he handle that stuff, and how good was he with you of really being the quarterback of the offensive line?
Well, let's just take his senior year. And let's start with this. He started 35 of 36 games for us, and he played in 36 consecutive games. So he's durable. And let's take last season, his senior season. We lead the Power Five in rushing. And to lead the Power Five in rushing, what you've got to have is you've got to make sure that your O-line and your tight ends are on the right people. And you can't allow run-throughs. You can't have negative plays. And he's responsible for that. So he was responsible for making sure that our communication on the O-line, and we were blocking the six most dangerous threats at all times, and he did an unbelievable job. We had one of the fewest sack numbers in the entire country, and that's because we were making sure that our five offensive linemen were on the five most dangerous all the time. We had a first-year starting quarterback, and so we put all the protection responsibilities on Zach and not on our quarterback. And so he is as intelligent are more intelligent than any player that I've coached, either as a head coach or as an offensive coordinator.
Neil Brown joining us, the head coach of West Virginia football, to talk about Zach Frazier. We do want your thoughts on Beanie Bishop coming up in a couple of minutes, Neil. But one of the things you talked about all season long was the luxury you had with Zach Frazier. You know, ordinarily, some of the players you'd play in the Big 12, you'd think, okay, there's no chance you wouldn't think about doubling some of these guys. And with Zach, you didn't have to do that, did you?
No, we put him on his own. Obviously, there's going to be a step up in competition when you go from any college football to the National Football League. But we had him do a lot of things. We used him to pool a bunch. You know, we got him out and pooled. And I know some of the hardcore Steeler fans will remember Dermonti Dawson. He was one of the first centers that really pulled a lot. I'm from Kentucky, so I remember him really well. But we used Zach to pool a lot. We had him. We used him one on one in protection a lot more than some teams do their centers. And so we had the luxury of doing that. And I believe as Zach gets a feel for going against NFL-type guys every single day and gets a feel for what the Steelers are going to ask him to do, I think he'll be able to do those same things at the NFL.
Neil, Beanie Bishop, you know, 5'9", probably slid in the draft because of his size. But, I mean, last year he had a fantastic year. What did he have, Carly, 20-some pass breakups?
20 pass breakups, four picks, yeah.
Four picks. I mean, what are the Steelers getting in Beanie Bishop? Signs as an undrafted free agent, but it was a hell of a player in college football. What are the Steelers getting in him?
Well, I think this, too, and I'll say this about Zach and Beanie both, is the Steelers have a great feel for what they're getting. There's no NFL organization that's in our building more than the Steelers. Blaine Stewart's on our staff, who worked within the Steelers organization for 5 years. And so we have really good relationships with the Steelers coaching staff. They've been great to us ever since I've been here as the head coach. And so I think that there's a comfortability standpoint of understanding on both sides of what they're getting, you know, from a character standpoint and from a football and work ethic standpoint. Beanie Bishop was extremely productive. He's a one-year player for us. He was only in our program about 7 months. But he came, he worked hard. I'm indebted to him because he not only came and was really productive for us on the field, but he also, I thought, made an impact on our young guys. We were really young in the secondary besides him, and I thought he invested that time. And so that's something that from a personal feeling for myself is I really feel like we're indebted to him because he really invested time in our younger program, our younger guys. He'll make up, and that's going to help us as we move into 24 and beyond. Beanie Bishop has all kinds of ball production. He slid in the draft because of his height, but he ran 4.39, and he's got great lateral change of direction. He's got top-end speed. He's got great ball skills. He returned a punt for a touchdown in our bowl game, so he has return skills. Earlier in his career at Western Kentucky, he was a really effective kickoff returner as well. But for him, he's your ultimate guy that has a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to be extremely hungry. He's an intelligent football player, and I believe he'll have. I think he has a great opportunity to make the team.
Neil, I'm a West Virginia alum, and Doran is a former All-American at Pitt playing tight end. We don't agree on very much, but he liked the Zach Frazier pick so much, he told me he'd wear a West Virginia shirt today. And on the shirt, it says, "Beat Penn State." That's the only way I could get him to put one on. So we both agree on very little, but we both agree on go beat Penn State August 31st, all right?
That's a goal. I appreciate, guys, appreciate what you do. You got a great show, and I think that everybody here associated with West Virginia is fired up that both those guys are there. And I don't think Zach Frazier could have landed in a better spot. You know, hour and a half from home, you know, he's going to have a tremendous following of West Virginia faithful and his hometown people. And so I think it's going to be a great story.
Thank you, Neil. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Yeah, you have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Neil.
You too. Neil Brown. He was more jacked up for that conversation, it seems, than when we talked to him before the backyard brawl.
Yeah.
Things have changed for him significantly, and I'm happy for him because he is a good guy.
And things changed probably that day or the next day.
They before, did.
Yeah. I think the whole, you know, transition and you know, just version of their season really changed after they did beat Pitt down there.
Do you see what I did, by the way?
No.
I make fun of people who call Coach Coach.
Oh, yeah, you called him Coach.
I called him Coach
earlier. I recognized that earlier.
I did.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I called him Coach because he's my coach. He's my guy. Mm-hmm. He's my man.
He's your guy now, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course
he is. But I was not a Fire Neal guy. I wasn't. I was not happy with the call he made to not go for it in the backyard brawl in the Devonshire game. But I was not down on Neal because I think he's been a good coach.
Mm.
They just needed to get the wins, and now the wins have come.
I think you're on the fence.
Zach Frazier, though, he did land in the perfect spot. You know, and he's a good guy. Without Zach Frazier, Neal Brown is not there anymore. Not there. Because Neal has always talked, you need, and so is Narduzzi and any good coach. You talk about player-driven programs. You can't win unless you have a player-driven program. And Zach Frazier's that kind of guy. And Beanie Bishop was transformative in his 7 months. I think he can come in and play slot for the Steelers. I don't know that you want a rookie coming in playing slot and starting right away, especially an undrafted guy. I bet you he makes the team because of special teams. He can return. He's also a willing tackler. And I would imagine that at some point he'll be playing slot for them this year. I really do.
That position, you talk about competing, and Mike Tomlin talks about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, but that position at slot corner, like, he's going to have a legitimate shot to compete for that job. Like, there's not really anybody in front of him.
Right.
There's people that want that job, like Dante Jackson, maybe, and if you find another outside corner, but Beanie Bishop's going to have the most legit opportunity to actually compete for a job and falling in the draft and having that opportunity is everything that you want. He's going to have the way.
Not only did Neal mention that Zach Frazier and Beanie Bishop are two guys that the Steelers know very well, five of their top six draft picks all came in for visits. So their top four draft picks last year, they came in for visits. Obviously, their first round pick was Kenny Pickett before, and they knew him very well. And then five out of these six guys this year, the first six guys this year came in for visits. The only guy who didn't was Roman Wilson. And, well, the tape does the talking for him. He's a dog. They got a bunch of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, Homer Radio. Now, try to find someone, anybody, nationally, who didn't think the Steelers had a B-plus or higher draft. Try to find one.